Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Oil Engines Limited earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhirendra Tiwari from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
No, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 1Q FY23 post-result conference call of Kirloskar Oil Engines Limited. We are glad to have with us today Ms. Gauri Kirloskar, Managing Director, and Mr. Pavan Aggarwal, CFO, and the management team with us. Let us begin the call with an introduction about the results for the quarter by the management, and thereafter we will take the floor to the question and answer. Now, I'll request Gauri to start the conversation, and then we'll move on to the Q&A. Welcome, Ms. Gauri. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon to all of you. I would like to thank you for joining the call today. Present with me on this call are Mr. Pavan Aggarwal, the Chief Financial Officer of the company, and our Company Secretary, Ms. Smita Raichurkar. Also present are our business unit heads, including the team from Arka Fincap. A new attendee for our earnings call this time is Mr. Aseem Srivastava. Aseem is an industry veteran with significant domain expertise from the pumps business. He has joined us as the CEO for B2C business, with water management solutions and the farm mechanization business reporting into him. I will first start with an overall business update, and then Pavan will update you about the financial performance. But before that, a customary disclaimer. We wish to start by qualifying that during the call, we may make some forward-looking statements. These statements are considering the business environment we see as of today, and therefore there could be risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to vary materially from what we are discussing on this call, and we would not always be able to update on these forward-looking statements. On last quarter's call, I spoke of three major factors that are working favorably for us from a macroeconomic standpoint. First, I spoke of the government's focus on infrastructure development and the focus on Make in India. Second, I spoke of the China Plus One strategy that many organizations and countries are forced to adopt as a sourcing strategy. And third, I spoke of the geopolitical situation and its implications. I spoke of the supply chain constraints that are arising because of it. I will start by giving an update on these points for quarter one. The government's thrust on infrastructure spending continues, and we are seeing strong demand coming from these sectors. The China Plus One strategy is gaining more focus too, as we see a sudden interest from many global organizations to come into India as an alternate sourcing strategy. However, the geopolitical situation put constraints on the existing supply chain. The situation still remains challenging, but we do see an improvement on commodity softening from the last time we spoke. However, the same geopolitical situation is also having another different impact on us. With the sudden power crisis in Europe and the U.S., there is a sudden surge in demand for coal internationally. This has led to a situation in India where we see a power deficit of greater than 1% from the pre-pandemic levels of 0.3% on average. This has in turn created a sudden demand for power backup, which has had a positive impact on our numbers. Overall, the macroeconomic situation has created a strong demand for us in quarter one. Let's start with the overall financial performance first. As a company, we delivered better results on all fronts when compared to Q1 of last year, as you can see from the presentation that was uploaded on our website yesterday. Even if we compare against Q4 fiscal year 2022, the top line and EBITDA are almost at par. If one looks at the trend of our industry over the years, one can find a certain level of seasonality. Q4 is normally the strongest quarter, as it is summer and the need for power goes up. Q1 is traditionally weaker than Q4, but still strong, and then we see a tapering of demand in Q2 and Q3 due to monsoons and then picking up in Q4. However, this time we are seeing a Q1 that is as strong as Q4 of 2022, and that is a good sign for us. At the standalone level, sales at 944 crores was up by 48% year-on-year, with EBITDA at rupees 103 crores. This represents around an 11% margin as compared to approximately 8% in Q1 last year and 10% in Q4 FY22. Net profit for the quarter was at approximately 65 crores, that's 164% growth year-on-year. Please note that the year-on-year performance is based on the pandemic-hit Q1 of last year. On the consolidated side, revenue was at rupees 1,191 crores, 45% up year-on-year, and net profit at 82 crores, 154% up year-on-year. Overall demand was buoyant, particularly for prime power solutions business, i.e. the power gen, industrial engines and related customer support. Power generation business demand in Q1 23 saw strong tailwind fueled by power cut situations that I referenced earlier. We saw good demand for our products in the low horsepower and medium horsepower segments. And in terms of sectors, real estate and service sectors especially have been showing an uptick in demand. Along with these sectors, we remain focused on hospitality and the data center market too. Our product range goes up to 1500 kVA and we will move up further in the range, whether we do it ourselves or through partnerships. For industrial, there was strong demand for tractors, self-loading mixers and firefighting pump set engines. As I said in the beginning, demand is strong and it boiled down to our ability to get the demand catered to. Supply chain challenges did continue this quarter, and I feel that our teams did a great job in securing supply in time. Our long-standing relationships with our supplier partners helped, and our manufacturing and production teams complemented by delivering the products on time. We were also more agile in managing the commodity market inflation and pricing environment. This quarter, we also extended our new iGreen series called iGreen 2.0 to key markets. These engines are powered with the new R550 series of engines that offer compact design, fuel efficiency, and higher power quality. The iGreen 2.0 version has 30% volumetric reduction in terms of a smaller footprint and provides a renewed commitment to its customers as a reliable and efficient product. As a strategy, as spoken last quarter, we have realigned our focus on export markets. The firefighting segment has witnessed good traction in our Middle East markets as we have increased wallet share with major OEMs. Power generation segment also has shown impressive growth. Overall, we have achieved a year-on-year growth of 64% in the international markets. South Africa industrial and UAE firefighting are our focus market segments. We have achieved a leadership position in both markets. Market and product strategies have been developed for both businesses to consolidate our leadership position. To boost our exports further, we have undertaken the development of new engine platforms and this is planned to start rolling out in Q4. On the large engine side, the fishery segment is showing good demand. We crossed the milestone of 1,000 engines in the fishery segment in this quarter and some of our engines have clocked over 10,000 hours in the field, which is a significant milestone that shows the endurance of our product. Now coming to new product launches, electric motors, which we launched last quarter, are also showing positive traction, though there's a long way to go. Another new product is the organic waste composter, and at this stage, it's more like concept selling, and we will see the traction it generates in the market, as there is a drive to move into greener buildings and technology. We are at the final stages of getting our alternate fuel engine portfolio launched and you will hear about it soon in the near future. I will now move on to our B2C businesses, which includes the water management solutions, that is LGM, Coel Water Management Solutions, as well as the farm mechanization business unit. So let me first give you an update on the water management side. In the last couple of quarters, the margins were immensely under pressure. The main reason was commodity price inflation not being passed on to our customers. The business needs a far more nimble and flexible approach when it comes to responding to input cost variations. That is our learning and we have made corrective action. The results are showing and we have managed the inflation very well in this first quarter. LGM had one of the best quarters in the recent past with good top line growth and positive EBITDA. More details are shared in the segmental updates in the earnings presentation. During quarter one, Coel Electric continued its strong growth over last year's Q1 with 25% growth. It strengthened its position in the traditional states of UP, Bihar, Kerala, and Maharashtra, while showing strong improvement in Karnataka and Odisha. The farm mechanization business is also showing strong growth with new product launches, more channel partners, customer pull, and export orders. On the raw material side, the overall commodity market is quite unsteady, and we need to watch the price fluctuations very closely. As this industry is marked by aggressive and dynamic pricing, we will take prudent steps at the right point to keep our focus on gaining market share. Going forward, we are focusing on export sales, specifically from LGM. Other focus areas include deepening and widening of footprints, cash generation, cost consciousness, and marketing activities. These initiatives will help us increase market share while maintaining margins. Now for an update on financial services. During quarter one, the global economy has been facing a challenge of increasing inflation. Apart from that, our central bank has also been grappling with rupee depreciation. It leads to shift of focus of central banks from growth to control inflation. Global central banks have been increasing rates, and RBI has also increased rates by 140 basis points, including a 50 basis point hike in August of 2022 during this fiscal. Excess liquidity from the ecosystem has been falling sharply, mainly due to three reasons, which is the cash reserve ratio hike, forex sale by RBI, and limited credit offtake. However, our NBFC, Alpha FinCap Limited, has delivered satisfactory results for quarter one of fiscal year 2023. There has been modest growth in assets under management of the company without any challenge on asset quality. As of 30th June 2022, ARCA's AUM stood at 2,514 crores with liquidity in excess of 300 crores. ARCA's profit for the quarter was 15.3 crores. Overall, the balance sheet of ARCA was at 2,837 crores, mainly comprising of 951 crores of net worth, 1,815 crores of borrowings, and 71 crores of other liabilities. The portfolio yield of the company is at 12.4% with a focused approach towards control over OPEX and contribution from fees income, and the company has registered a return on average equity of 6.9% for Q1 for fiscal year 2023. In conclusion, going ahead, we will keep a close watch on the global economic environment, such as slowdown possibilities and the war situation, but are cautiously optimistic about the domestic demand scenario. While tailwinds like CapEx programs, PLI schemes, infrastructure spending, power situation, and opening up of services sectors augur well for us, inflation could pose some challenges in the near term. All our new product development programs on alternate fuel and preparation for emission transition for next year is progressing well and is on track. We will continue all necessary investments in resources and product development and continue to focus on geographical expansion and market penetration. In the presentation and results circulated, we have added segment-specific key comments to give you more insights into the individual business units. Thank you very much. I will now hand over to Pawan for more detailed financials.
Thanks, Pawan. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Our quarter one results reflect a very healthy start to financial year 2023. This was achieved despite ongoing disruption in the business environment due to COVID-19 and geopolitical scenario. Despite these external challenges and inflationary environment, we are pleased with our performance during the quarter, especially when one considers the challenges one had to operate in. Though the inflation had been a concern until last quarter, we saw some green shoots in terms of inflation easing out on certain commodities towards the end of this first quarter. If the similar trend continues, it may give some respite in the coming quarters. More specifically, we expect to see some part of its favorable impact in quarter three. Our first quarter standalone sales at 944 crore was 48% higher compared to sales of 639 crore for the same period in previous financial year. All business divisions have delivered significant growth on a year-on-year basis. Revenue from operations stood at 953 crore in quarter one compared to 647 crore in quarter one last year. Our export sales at 95 crore registered a year-on-year growth of 64% in the quarter compared to 58 crore in quarter one of last financial year. And export share in the total sales improved from 9.1% last year to 10.1% this year. Good growth was visible in the power generation and industrial segments in the international market. GCC and Africa region demonstrated good growth in sales. Power generation and agriculture business divisions delivered 64% and 25% sales growth respectively in quarter one year-on-year basis. Within power generation business division, high horsepower segment, that is 200 kVA and above, grew by 86.5% year-on-year. Satisfactory growth was seen in the low to medium horsepower segment, which is less than 200 kVA rating as well. Industrial business division grew by 45% in terms of value and over 12% in volume terms on YOY basis in quarter one. Within industrial BU, tractor segment grew by 13% in terms of value, whereas other than tractor segment, which includes construction equipment, earth moving, fire pumps, etc., delivered a value growth of 62% year-on-year basis. In fact, construction equipment sub-segment grew by nearly 113%. Agriculture business, which includes diesel and electric pumps and related spares, farm mechanization, which is power tillers, weeders, etc., and tractor part and oil delivered a growth of 25% year-on-year. Electric pump business registered a growth of 24% in quarter one, whereas tillers and weeders business clocked 27% growth. In anticipation of a strong quarter two, we have built up a little extra inventories in quarter one to ensure minimal business disruption. Due to supply-related issues on some of the raw materials, significant sales during the quarter were back-ended, and hence you can see increase in receivables, which is expected to get normalized in quarter three. This has led to an additional investment in working capital during the quarter. The investment in net working capital stood at 14 days as at the end of quarter one this year, vis-a-vis 8 days at the end of last financial year. But this is only a temporary phenomenon, and going forward, we do not expect major issues on the working capital side. Cash generation from operating activities in the first 3 months of the current financial year was approximately 27 crore, whereas nearly 92 crore of cash was used towards operating activities in quarter one of last financial year. During the quarter, company has further invested ₹99.6 crore towards share capital in its 100% subsidiary, Artha Financial Holdings Private Limited. The total investment in financial services business of Goel stands at 936.6 crore as on 30th June 2022. At a consolidated level, revenue from operations has improved by 45% from 821 crore in quarter one of financial year 2022 to almost 1191 crore in quarter one of FY23. PAT for the quarter, for the group, was a little over 52 crore rupees compared to approximately 32 crore in quarter one of previous financial year, registering a growth of 154%. At the segment level, during quarter one, all the segments delivered growth in revenue on a YOY basis. The electric pump segment grew by more than 21%, financial services segment grew by 106%, other segments, which include farm mechanization, tractor spare parts, oil and new businesses, grew by 32%, and the engine segment saw more than 49% growth on a YOY basis. As indicated in the previous earnings call, we are happy to report that electric segment is back in profit in quarter one, and we are working towards improving the profitability of this segment as we go along. Financial service segment continues to deliver superior results, and it has reported close to 140% jump in the segment profit year-on-year basis. As far as outlook for the rest of the year is concerned, we expect power generation, industrial and institutional project solution business to continue to do well in coming quarters. We are pleased to inform you that we have a healthy order book in hand. We have a good visibility of new order inflows from the international markets as well as in the institutional and project solution business division. We expect to accelerate our quarterly revenue growth during the coming quarters in the year. We are keen to improve our EBITDA margins from the current levels, but it will largely be a function of how the external environment plays out. Macro concerns like geopolitical tensions, elevated raw material costs, power and fuel prices continue to remain a short-term challenge. But as a company, we will continue to focus internally to further improve our operational efficiencies and continue to deliver superior financial performance. With this summary, we may now commence question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Kindly press star 1 to ask a question. Participants are requested to kindly press star 1 to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Munzal Shah from Ida Wealth LLP. Kindly proceed.
Hi, good evening. I have three questions. One is, considering whatever is happening macro, in terms of infrastructure, etc., plus the company's own efforts, in developing new products, new geographies, what type of CAGR revenue growth can we expect for next 3-5 years, excluding financial services? Like, could we be doing like 10-15% CAGR revenue growth? Okay. Second is, what is, like, you have been talking about exports. Okay. Do we have certain targets, like in next 3-5 years, what will be the overall export, as a percentage of sales? And third is on the financials, considering the current interest rate hike, what you mentioned also, how much provision have we made in Q1 in terms of NPAs? Thanks a lot.
Thank you for your question. So on the first question on growth for the next 3-5 years, I would say that the growth percentage that we're expecting is in the low double digits. Exports is a bit higher at 15-18%. And for your third question, which is on the NBFC, I will request Amit Gupta to answer. Amit, are you there?
Yeah, ma'am, I'm there. So, Munjil, just answering to your third question regarding the interest rate hike and the provision on the book, I would like to highlight the fact that the provision in the book has been made on the entire book. The entire book is current as of now. So, considering the interest rate hike, we have not been making any extra provision because the provision which has been made is in line with the RBI guidelines and it is being to the satisfaction of our statutory auditors who have already limited reviewed the financial for quarter ended. Considering the fact that interest rates are hiking, these interest rates are being passed on ultimately to the customers. So we don't foresee any need for extra provision in terms of asset quality.
Thanks a lot. So just to summarize, you mentioned revenue CAGR should be in low double digits. So would it be fair to assume somewhere around 12-15%?
No, it's difficult to give a specific number, but as Gauri mentioned, the low double digit is what we are comfortable with, at least in the next 2-3 years is what visibility we have. But it will be difficult to give a specific guidance in this regard, a specific number.
Thanks a lot. And secondly, I missed on the export part. I think you mentioned somewhere around 17-18% as a percentage of revenues.
Right now, we are trending at 9-10% of the total revenue as export revenue. Our ambition and aspiration is to hit the high teens number as a share of total revenue, and we are working towards that.
Okay, and last question is on, what is the capacity utilization in Kagal, okay, and in Khadki? Okay, and how much CAPEX would we need over next 3-4 years, excluding financial services?
So in Kagal plant, we have about 55-60%, depending upon what is the order book position. That is the level of capacity utilization right now. And in Khadki, we are making very limited products over here.
largely it is R&D centers, so capacity would not be quite a relevant thing to talk about as far as Kharki is concerned.
Okay, and CapEx for next 3 years actually, ex-financial services, investment?
So there are two parts to this question. One is about Kirloskar Oil Engine Limited, where we spend roughly about 70-80 crore rupees annually, basically to meet the emission norms requirement and few other sustenance related and new product development related CapExes. Whereas if you look at larger machinery, there we do not see any major CapEx requirement. However, since we will be moving to a new manufacturing facility, that CapEx probably over next 18 to 24 months would be somewhere close to 100 crores in LGM. And in Optica, where we make wires, cable, pipes and ISWA, which is our joint venture, they are not material CapEx plans, at least in the near term, next 1 or 2 years.
So 70-80 crores is annual CapEx for Kirloskar Oil. Okay, 100 crores is for LGM total, right?
Yes.
For next 3 years or annually?
2 years. You can say next 2 year visibility we have.
Thanks a lot. I'll join the queue. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from Sandeep Tulsiyan from JM Financial. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, good evening. The first question is pertaining to the margins that improvement we've shown in both electric pumps as well as farm equipment. If you could just give a little bit more color on this. Electric pumps, of course, this business was profitable and was undergoing some temporary headwinds. There were some one-time brand promotion expenses now we had incurred last year. But the farm equipment piece was loss-making for a very long time. So the profitability that we see in the current quarter, if you could just give a little bit more explanation as to is it what kind of steps have you taken other than price increases, and how much of this profitability is sustainable? What is the sustainable margins that you're expecting in both of these segments?
Hi Sandeep, this is Pawan Agrawal. Thanks for your question. See, in farm mechanization business, there's a lot of work which is happening. However, still we are not out of the woods. The green shoots that you see in terms of margin in the current quarter, it's just a journey. So right now, I don't think we can claim that we have come out of this difficult situation, which we have been seeing for the past many quarters. But I am quite hopeful that with Asim at the helm of affairs, and he is looking at all the areas very, very, objectively, and there's a lot of work happening in this area, the margins are likely to trend upward. It may take some time, it may not happen immediately, but over the next 3-4 quarters, I think the farm mechanization business should deliver a reasonable margin, if not a double digit margin, but at least 5-6% margin we are aiming at.
And on the electric pump side, is it similar or?
Yeah, electric pump, as you rightly mentioned earlier, this business was doing reasonable margin earlier. There was a rough patch of couple of quarters, and we are back in profit, especially on LGM side, where we had a difficult quarter four. Quarter one, again, we are back to the old EBIT margin range, 6-7%. And we are working towards improvement in margin. So, both at Koyal Electric and Varuna Electric Pump, we do not see any reason why we cannot hit double-digit margin in coming quarters, in next few quarters.
Understood. Second question is on the growth. You mentioned that the growth in high KVA was more than 80%, and of course it was not as high in the low horsepower and medium horsepower. So if you could also give us a backdrop of how the base industry grew during the same period, and what would be our market shares in different HP categories, please?
Yeah, I will request Arvind to answer this question. Over to you, Arvind. Yeah.
Hi, good afternoon, Sandeep. This is Arvind. See, let me first speak about the market. From the market perspective, Gauri also mentioned about that the market grew about 30% over the last year, though the last year might not be the right benchmark because it was partially COVID impacted, but at the same time, quarter one also saw a growth over the previous quarter four. The final numbers of the final market report is yet to come in. But from the perspective of low and medium horsepower, market is expected to be almost flat, wherein the maximum growth would be led by the medium and the high horsepower. When I say medium and high horsepower, maybe 62.5 kV and above range. And more the higher horsepower would be higher the growth. And that's what we also followed. In fact, just to repeat, as we saw that in the quarter one, we again took the leadership position, which we have been talking about in the past since the commodity was north. We took the leadership position, and from the very first day of the quarter, we increased our prices in the market. This lead was not only helped us in terms of managing the commodity inflation, which is getting reflected in the financials, but at the same time, the industry also followed. And it helped in elevating the price, overall price acceptance in the market. In this initial phase, for a few days, I would say, or for let's say 2 weeks or so, we actually went to the extent of regretting most of the opportunity in the market. So that might have some bit of impact on the market share, but that was more temporary in terms of achieving the balance between the price, price and margin. But finally, the good part is the exit, as someone mentioned, that exit to the quarter is with a very strong inquiry board in the order board, which means the price has got established in the market and we have come back to our earlier level in terms of the overall market opportunity participation and our win rate. Now, this is actually further getting positive with the new launch in the lower horsepower, the R550 iGreen 2.0, which Gauri mentioned. This product we have just exposed to very limited market, though we expanded it in the quarter one to south and west market, and it's getting a very encouraging response because of its very unique proposition of best footprint, best technical superiority, reliable performance, and the overall lower cost of ownership over the life of the product. And this will definitely play a major role in terms of moving the market share numbers. And this particular technology or a platform will also get extended during this quarter to the other KV nodes also.
Okay. So can you give the market share numbers that you have from an overall perspective as well as in specific KV categories?
So that detail is yet to come. So in all probability, we would be holding, or let's say we would have definitely witnessed a growth in the high horsepower range, wherein in the lower range, probably we might have compromised some basis point on the market share. As I said, that to establish the price in the market, we compromised on few of the opportunities during the first 10 to 15 days of the quarter. But numbers are yet to come in.
Got it. And also in high HP range, your 200 kVA and plus range, if you could give us more sectoral color as to which are the end markets which are driving the growth between, say, the major markets that you operate in, be it metro rail or residential duty, hospitality and other segments that you cater to.
Yeah, Sandeep, sure. From the high horsepower range, as we have been talking in the past also, our DV story is going pretty well. And if I may request Pawan, probably we would have again clocked an average of 100 plus numbers month on month. So that is that continues. And if I have to speak about a very specific sector, yes, this was again by the, it was led by the infra as well as the real estate. In fact, mobility also played a major role this time, and we are very recently secured a bulk order of 910 KVA, which is the higher end of the higher end, from a very large project, which will be supplied in the running quarter and the subsequent quarter. From further high-end perspective, the K4300 acceptance from the market is very, very good. The initial response in terms of the inquiry participation is very, very encouraging. And the supplies will be very soon starting from this quarter and the subsequent quarter.
Yeah, you are right. I mean, just to give numbers to what Arvind said, the DV series in quarter one, we have sold 373 units, whereas the same similar number for quarter one last year was 257. So you are right.
And in rupees crore, what is this number? And if also you could share DV series number for whole of FY22, please.
So FY22 full year value was 271 crore.
Okay, and in terms of number of units for full year 22 is how much?
Full year was 1472 units.
Got it. Alright. So other question is on the exports. What is the business model exactly we are following over here? You did mention some geographies, UAE and other geographies, where we are leading the market in the opening commentary. But if you could highlight within each segment, what kind of a business model have you adopted? Is it more direct customer sales or a dealer distributor kind of a model? And in any color, if you could give in terms of new product introduction, what has that contributed to the 60% plus growth that we have seen?
Yeah, sure. So we follow a distributor model in our export market. And in terms of new product introductions that I have referenced also, it's mainly for the US market, where we're introducing engines that are certified for Tier 4 final. They have very stringent emission requirements in the US, and it takes a long time to get certified for that. So we're ready with some products there that we will be introducing towards the end of this year.
And to answer the second question, segmental within export, which segments are doing well, which is leading to 64% year-on-year growth. So in power generation, year-on-year, we have delivered 93%. I'm talking about export market. Industrial segment has given 79%. Customer support, which is a smaller share, there we have grown by 49%. And every business has grown by 11%. So in total, 64% year-on-year growth in export business.
Got it. Sir, I have a couple of more questions, if I may. One is, on the LGM side, any thoughts on acquiring the balance 24% stake? Because the call option is now due. So what are your thoughts on the same?
Thanks. The acquisition of remaining 24% stake in LGM is governed by our shareholder agreement. And as per the shareholder agreement timeline, this stake will be acquired by the company.
Okay. Any indications at what valuation, at what price will be paying for this?
The pricing is already predefined in the 2017 shareholder agreement. However, I can tell you that this 24% acquisition is likely to get completed within this quarter, which is on or before 30th September. But valuation, we will not be able to reveal at this point of time.
Okay, understood. And last question is just another bookkeeping one. Within the power gen sales that we did in last year, 1430 crore, and also in the current quarter, this 430 crore run rate, what we are doing. How much is the traded portion, the alternator, battery, control panels, all of that we do? If you could just break that up for me, please.
Last year, full year was 272 crore, and in quarter one current year, the equivalent number is 85 crore, and quarter one last year was 50 crore, the traded item.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much for taking all this question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. Please press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ranjit Shivaram from Mahindra Mutual Fund. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, hi. Sir, just wanted to understand strategically, like Is it fair to assume that at some point in time we will think of moving out our NBFC business, because that doesn't constitute our core, and probably then we will focus on our manufacturing, and so probably can we expect strategically, what's the thought process that sometime in the near future we will move it out from our core manufacturing? If you can throw some strategic light on that.
That's a great question. I think this question has been coming up on calls time and again. But we have been maintaining that we have started our journey of non-banking financial services business very recently, 3-4 years old maybe. And we have a long way to go. We have been seeing very good response from the market, and which is visible in our numbers also. At an appropriate time, the board of directors will take a call on this matter, and accordingly will inform the street. But at the moment, we are doing pretty well, and we are expanding, and we will continue to deliver growth in this business in the coming quarters and years.
So how much have we till date put in equity in that, and how much further you are planning to put equity in that NBFC?
We, as we had mentioned in earlier calls also, the board of Fuel has given a comfort up to 1,000 crore to in terms of equity infusion in the non-banking financial services business. Out of that, 937 crore rupees we have already infused. So that is the position as on 30th June.
So will there be any future enhancement of that, or you are it will be like kind of, this is something which will be comfortable?
No, at this point of time, again, it will be a speculative answer, because we have been we have adopted a calibrated approach in terms of putting in capital in non-banking financial services business, and that has helped the subsidiary financial services subsidiary really well. They have been able to leverage in a meaningful manner, and the growth is coming in. At this point of time, Fuel board has not looked at the issue of further capitalization of non-banking financial services, because still some elbow room is left out of 1,000 crore commitment which has been given by the parent company. Gauri, you would like to add something?
Yeah, so the idea was to give the financial services business a firm footing, and the commitment from Coel was 1,000 crores, and it will remain at that. From the balance sheet, from ARCA's balance sheet point of view, they are still under-levered, so they still have enough room to grow from an NBFC point of view in terms of leverage. And then they will also follow the normal process of raising Tier 2 capital like any other NBFC would do for its growth. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, thank you. And this new emission norms are coming, so how prepared are we in terms of are our new emission norm engines tested in all nodes, and what's the level of preparedness there, and with whom we have this technology collaboration to get into this newer norms? If you can throw some light there.
Yeah. Hi, good evening, Mr. Rani. So from the CPCB4 cutoff perspective, since if you all remember, this actually was supposed to be cutting from 22, but because of the pandemic and all, it was deferred by a year. So if you ask from our patient's perspective, we are well prepared, even if the original date would have been there. As far as the technology part is concerned, I will have to reserve my comment, because till the time product doesn't go out, so what technology tie-up we have in terms of the back end, will not be able to disclose. But from a readiness perspective, most of the products are already on the trial bed.
Even the testing is kind of done for most of the nodes?
Yeah, because that's what I said. See, whether you have achieved the compliance or not, that will be an outcome of the test results. So most of the nodes are already on the test bed. And they have to go through a cycle of testing hours. So that work is already in progress.
So what's the likely price increase?
Price increase,
we can say maybe in the range of 30 to 35%. I mean, that's what has been the case in terms of the BS4 journey also. And since the emission norms, that is for the off-highway and this is for the power generation, so the estimated increase is in the range of 30 to 35%.
Okay, so this will probably happen July 2023, right?
Yeah, that's the cutoff as of now, which is the notification.
So we can see probably a pre-buying in during that before that period because of the price increase.
That is quite possible because the similar was the situation when the change from CPCB1 to CPCB2 happened. The pre-buying impact of CPCB4 would more depend upon the other parallel activity, if you would have noticed, is happening in terms of the retro control to the existing device, because that will define the final delta between the two products, and the key driver for the pre-buying would be the cost difference on the customer pocket. So it will be too early to say anything till the time more clarity comes in terms of the retro emission control norm.
Okay, and we are prepared for even the HHP and higher horsepower which we have launched for to comply to that norms.
Yeah, yeah. So whatsoever range would come in CPCB 4 plus review, we are ready with that. As of now, it is anything less than 1000 kVA is
covered under
the CPCB 4 norm. So we are all set for that norm.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Amit Shah from Antique Stock Broking. Kindly proceed.
Hi. Thanks for giving the opportunity and congratulations for a very strong set of numbers. My first question was on the price rise. You mentioned that we have taken some price hikes during this particular quarter. So what is the quantum of that particular price hike?
So quarter one, our price increase to the market at an average level for the power generation was in the range of 6 to 7%. It varies from node to node, but the average realization was in this range.
Okay, okay. And sir, we have been witnessing very strong demand, and even you suggested that, you know, the inquiry pipeline seems to be very strong. So would you like to give any guidance for, say, FY23, given that, you know, the inquiry levels are very strong, near-term visibility is very strong. Incrementally, even the CPCB4 norms are supposed to get implemented, which can lead to a pre-buying. So if you can, you know, give us some indication as to what is the kind of growth that we are targeting for FY23. So that would be really helpful.
Thanks, Amit. It will be very difficult for us to give you any guidance on the revenue growth at this point of time. But all I can tell you is that quarter two is looking very, very buoyant. And quarter three also, we have encouraging situation as of now, is all I can tell you.
Sure, sir. Sir, also one more thing on the supply side, you mentioned that we are facing some sort of challenges on the supply side. So if you can highlight what are the challenges and whether going ahead, do you see any repeating of those challenges, and if those challenges are resolved, what is the kind of growth that we can witness during the quarter?
So I think the supply chain challenges are pretty much universal challenges that everyone else is facing, whether it's commodity inflation or the shortage of certain components, a few components. I can tell you that our supply chain, just 4% of the components are imported. We are working on keeping it local and also having plan B or plan C where necessary to build a more resilient supply chain. On the growth, I think demand today is not a problem. So as Pawan said, we're seeing a buoyant demand for quarter two and going into quarter three. So if the supply chain situation improves, I think we can only be more optimistic than that.
And one more question from my side. Is it targeting a few new business ventures to enter into? One was on the biogas management system, and second was on the induction motor side, and thirdly on the transformers business side that we were planning to enter in FY23. So any update on all these three businesses? What is the status, and whether we are going ahead with our plan of entering all these businesses? If you can just highlight that.
This is Rahul. I will answer about electric motors part. So electric motors we have launched in the first quarter, and going by the response that we got, we seem to be going smoothly in terms of both the order booking as well as in terms of the sales. But also in terms of building our future range. So we have gone to the market with limited range to start with, but we are working very hard to complete our entire range, going up to higher range of up to 355 frame, and also going into higher efficiency motors from high to high three. So that range completion is currently underway. The building up of channel partners in the whole of India is going on very well. The organization chart in terms of having our zonal teams, etc., is all in place. So all in all, I would say we are, as per our plans, in the electric motor space. As far as the transformer business goes, we have updated last time also that we are taking stock of the overall situation in the railways space as far as the tender flow is concerned, and therefore we had put it on a hold that time, and the status continues as it is.
And Amit, this is Arvind again. Just to answer on the biogas side, biogas is not of an open consumer market kind of a product. It's a very specific project-related product, and we are doing pretty good there because this addresses a very specific, because of the input fuel, it addresses a very specific segment of STP and the poultry plant, and our power generation solution is actually a part of the entire setup. So where we have very good tires, and as and when the new opportunities are coming in, we are the preferred supplier there. In fact, I would also like to add, there is one more product or the segment where we have entered in the recent past. I think that was the end of quarter 2 and early quarter 3 of FY22, which was the Kirloskar firefighting pump for the domestic market. Earlier, we definitely was one of the preferred market player in terms of the engine supplies to the overall solution. But in last year quarter, we entered as full product supplier in the market, and our product has been doing pretty well. We have been growing continuously quarter on quarter, and the good part is in the last quarter, which is quarter 1/23, we have even extended the range to the complete solution, which is engine driven pump set, motor driven pump set, and jockey pump set as a solution. Definitely would help us to address a broader market and boost further in terms of our customer acquisition journey for that particular opportunity.
Sure, sir, this is helpful. All these three businesses put together, what is the kind of...
Can you speak up, please? You are barely audible.
Am I better?
Yeah,
better. Is this better? Yeah. All these three businesses put together, electric motors, biogas management systems, all this put together, what is the kind of contribution or revenue that these businesses can generate in the near to medium term? If you can just highlight what is the kind of opportunity available to us.
Again, a great question. I think the size of the market, size of the opportunity is quite attractive, and that's why we decided to enter this space. But like any new concept or new business, it takes time to evolve. So right now, we are checking the acceptance of our offering in the market. on all the areas except transformer, which is government tender business. So there it is difficult to comment. But electric motor or KFP, Kirloskar fire pumps, or the organic waste composter, the products have been received really, really well. The early signs are very encouraging. Just to give you a sense, on Kirloskar fire pumps, we are clocking 20 to 25 crore rupees per quarter, and this is growing. This business is growing. Electric motor, we have just scratched the surface. I think the way Rahul explained, we have great plans to expand the range, and the size of the market is humongous. And the area of play is big for us. And once the range is available, then it would be and distribution, because both the factors are equally important. I think we'll have a decent journey going ahead in electric motor business.
Sure, sir. This is really helpful. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot for answering all the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhirendra Tiwari for closing comments.
Thank you very much. I take this opportunity to thank the management of Kirloskar Oil for giving us the opportunity. Before we close the call, may I request Mr. Tiwari to give a final word, and then we'll close. Thank you.
Sure. In conclusion, we would like to mention that we continue to remain focused on sales and profitability growth and making our businesses more competitive. We look forward to a great year ahead from the sales point of view, coupled with maintaining and protecting low double-digit EBITDA margins as mentioned earlier. Thank you for your participation in this earnings call. We appreciate your time and interest in us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Thank you very much.